U.S. Amazon workers in New York vote to unionize. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, have voted by a clear majority to unionize. The vote in favor of establishing the Amazon Labor Union was by a margin of 2,654 votes to 2,131, on a 58% turnout. This is an historic vote, as it is the first U.S. Amazon site to unionize. It is highly significant, not least because Amazon is the second largest private employer in the country, after Walmart stores. Last year, Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, narrowly lost an attempt to unionize their workplace due to a vicious anti-union campaign waged by Amazon chiefs, set against a political legal climate in the U.S., which militates against trade unions. However, the vote at Bessemer could still be overturned on appeal in favor of unionization in the coming weeks. As the socialist pointed out at the time, conditions determine consciousness, and bad working conditions in terms of employment will push workers at some stage, both in Amazon and at other workplaces, to collectively organize. Amazon bosses, along with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Retail Federation, are clearly angered by the result. Instead of recognizing that the move to unionize flows from poor working conditions and abusive management, they sourly blamed the result on undue interference by the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, the government body which administered the vote. Having won union recognition, the workers now have to fight to win a contract that will realize higher wages and improved working conditions. Although deindustrialization, union-busting practices, and conservative trade union leaders have led to an overall decline in unionization in the U.S. over the last 40 years, to just 10.5% of the total workforce, a majority of Americans view unions favorably. In a recent survey by the Pew Research Center, 58% of U.S. adults say union decline has been somewhat or very bad for the country, while 61% say this has been bad for working people. See trade unionists in the USA fighting back at socialistparty.org.uk,